Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 27th of January. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Universities and Science Minister has said that the UK will not implement the EU copyright directive after the country leaves the EU. Several companies have criticized the law, which would hold them accountable for not removing copyrighted content uploaded by users if it is passed. EU member states have until 7 June 2021 to implement the new reforms, but the UK will have left the EU by then. The UK was among 19 nations that initially supported the law. Accenture, which operates a YouTube content moderation office in Austin, recently required moderators to sign a document to acknowledge awareness that the job can cause post-traumatic stress disorder, The Verge reports. Accenture distributed the documents 4 days after The Verge reported on PTSD at the facility. Accenture has distributed a similar document to Facebook content moderators in Europe, according to Financial Times sources. The U.S. Department of Commerce withdraws proposed regulations that would have made it more difficult for U.S. companies operating overseas to do business with Huawei, The Wall Street Journal reports. The decision reportedly followed objections from the Defense and Treasury departments. The Pentagon reportedly expressed concern that such restrictions could reduce R&D spending and harm the U.S. as a tech leader. Berlin court rules Facebook's terms of service violated local GDPR interpretation regarding informed consent for user data collection. The decision partially upheld a complaint from the Federation of German Consumer Organizations, which said the ruling demonstrated the group could file such claims without the involvement of affected customers. Facing an increasing number of requests for its users' information, Google began charging law enforcement and other government agencies this month for legal demands seeking data such as emails, location tracking information, and search queries. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.